This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
3-2 and 8-2.
From the Ohio News Network, this is Ohio Sports Magazine. Now here's your host, Kate Burdett.
Welcome to this week's Ohio Sports Magazine. I'm Kate Burdett. Coming up on today's show, we'll talk with someone from the Classic for Columbus about their upcoming college basketball all-star game and celebrity extravaganza. We'll hear from a high school rowing team in Southeast Ohio that's getting ready for a major international competition. And Ohio native and former NBA player Lawrence Funderburk will tell us how he's trying to close the troubling opportunity, academic, and economic gaps in our society. We'll have the latest from the Locked On podcasts and from the Ultimate Cleveland Sports Show, too. I'm Kate Burdett, and founded in 2021, the Classic for Columbus promotes education, economic development, and diversity while raising money for scholarships at institutions of higher learning. To date, the Classic for Columbus has awarded more than $670,000 to scholarship programs at historically black colleges and universities. The event connects over 7,500 students with college enrollment, internships, and job opportunities, and over 10,000 youth have benefited from seeing arenas filled with accomplished black people who serve as role models and mentors. The Classic for Columbus is an institution in Central Ohio, and today we are joined by John Pace. He is president and CEO. The event is coming up next weekend on Saturday, April 20th, and John's here to tell us all about it. Hi, John. Thanks for being with us today.
Hi, Kate. Honored to be here.
I'm so happy to hear that. I know you have a lot going on in the final moments before your big event, but tell us about the Classic for Columbus and what exactly will be going on next Saturday.
Sure. So Classic for Columbus is the presenter of the third annual college basketball all-star game and celebrity extravaganza. And wow, is it going to be just a whole week celebration. So the all-star game is a week-long celebration of educational, cultural, and entertainment festivities that complement the all-star basketball game. Now, the game and an entire day of festivities is going to be held at the Schottenstein Center on the campus of the Ohio State University here in Columbus, Ohio. And it's going to be held on April 20th, beginning at 1 o'clock, and festivities all day long. Of course, the focal point is the All-Star Game tip-off at 5 o'clock, where you'll see the top players from historically black colleges and universities across the country going against some of your dynamic players from universities across Ohio. And so, Kate, you'll have the HBCU All-Stars versus the Ohio All-Stars, and it's going to be a slam dunk fest. Their ball skills are phenomenal, and so you won't be able to stay in your seat. But before the game, before tip-off, you can come to the Schottenstein Center at 1 o'clock, and there's the world's largest indoor tailgate party. Two stages of entertainment from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock. There's the R&B Pavilion, where there's going to be a tribute to 80s, 90s, and 2000s R&B hits. And then at the same time, in another space, there's the Inspirational Pavilion, where you can come and see the top artist in gospel. So it's just a whole day. You'll see majorette, dance teams, cheerleaders. Oh, just a wonderful festival of activities going on at the world's largest indoor tailgate party, Kate.
It sounds like it. You said you won't be able to stay in your seats, and it's not just from excitement for the game. It's because there's so much happening at the Schottenstein Center while you're there. And that indoor tailgate party that you just mentioned is a small part of the festivities surrounding this. There's also going to be a place to do a little shopping, right, John?
Oh, yes. We have the Wall Street, the Black Wall Street Marketplace. And of course, that's celebrating the historical site in Oklahoma that was burned down back during some racial disturbances years and years ago. But it was one of the richest ever communities of African Americans throughout this country. And so we're going to have the Black Wall Street Marketplace with vendors, local vendors, but vendors from all around the country. Everything from art to cosmetics to food, healthy food, whatever you want, you'll find it at the Black Wall Street Marketplace.
And of course, that big all-star game that tips off at 5 p.m., halftime of that game is going to be pretty exciting as well, isn't it?
There is a wonderful song and dance craze that swept the country called Walk It Out. And it's a really fun dance to do. Anyone can do it. You don't have to have rhythm or, you know, you don't even have to be coordinated. It's a really fun dance. And so the artist who recorded that song and created that whole movement, the Walk It Out movement, is going to be performing live at halftime with the Wilberforce University HBCU marching band. So that's going to be a really, really spectacular halftime show. Now, the fun thing about it, Kate, we're engaging the community. And so when you come to the tailgate party, you'll have an opportunity to win a starring role in the halftime show with DJ Unk. And the way that works is there's going to be a call to the dance floor. Everyone will have an opportunity to show their own style of the Walk It Out. And judges will select four to perform at halftime and star at halftime with DJ Unk. So we want everybody to come on in. It's a really fun dance. You don't have to be coordinated or any of that. You'll have fun. But if you're selected, you're going to get a year's supply of pizza from Romeo's, and you'll get to star in the All-Star Game halftime show with DJ Unk and the HBCU Wilberforce University marching band.
Wow, that's pretty cool. The third annual College Basketball All-Star Game and the world's largest indoor tailgate party, plus all of these other activities, we haven't even gotten to some of them yet, are all coming up in the coming week. We have activities surrounding the All-Star Game, and the Classic for Columbus is behind all of this. There is something for everyone, and it's all for the purpose of promoting higher education for Black students. Join all of this excitement at the College Basketball All-Star Game and Celebrity Extravaganza. All of the information is online at classicforcolumbus.com. This is one of Columbus's bigger events every year, and John Pace, President and CEO of the Classic for Columbus, I so appreciate your time today.
Thank you so much for having us, Kate. This event is known as Ohio's largest party with a purpose. And of course, our purpose is education, but it is really a party. The entire community needs to come out and experience this.
We'll have more of this week's Ohio Sports Magazine when we continue here on the Ohio News Network.
Bobby Carpenter once sold workout equipment on QVC Canada. There's no joke here. That actually happened. Morning Juice with Bobby and Beamer.
Weekdays starting at 6.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Now back to Ohio Sports Magazine on the Ohio News Network. Once again, here's Kate Burdett.
I am Kate Burdett, and back in November, the Marietta Times newspaper reported that the Marietta High School Tiger Navy women's rowing team was accepted to compete at a very prestigious competition, and it is all the way in England. They're getting ready to travel overseas in June for a very, very important competition. And right now we're joined by Tanner O'Connor. He is the head coach of Marietta High School Rowing. He also has some of his athletes with him. We'll get to them in just a moment. But Tanner, welcome to Ohio Sports Magazine and congratulations. This is quite an honor for your team, isn't it?
Thank you very much. Yeah, we're super excited. It's the first time that our women have traveled internationally to compete, and it's pretty awesome opportunity for them.
This is called the prestigious Henley Women's Regatta in Henley on Thames, England. I would imagine because it is obviously international, we're looking at competition from all over the world.
Yeah, it varies year to year. But yes, certainly it's open to anyone from all over the world can go and compete.
Wow. What was it that got your team chosen to be a part of this competition?
We had a super successful championship season in 2023. They finished first in the Midwest. They were the fastest boat in Ohio, finished third at the Stotesbury Cup, which is the largest scholastic regatta in the world, and then they finished third in the nation.
Whoa, that is impressive. Tanner, how long have you been the coach of this rowing team?
So I actually coached here from 2012 to 2016, and then I left for a few years, and I have been back since 2021.
Obviously, you were missed and you were needed. It looks like you've had some great success. I would like to talk to some of the women who are getting ready for this major competition. Who's there with you, Tanner?
So we have our coxswain, Mo Caslow, and then we have the girls in the boat. So we have Maddie Lovejoy, Wilkie Smith, Katie Lovejoy, and Eden Ingram.
I will take whoever you've got. Let's hear from one of the rowers.
Okay, here is Mo Caslow. She's the coxswain, so that's the driver of the show.
I'm learning a lot of new words today.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. Mo, right?
Yes.
Okay, and you, what's your position again?
I'm the coxswain, so I'm the one who steers, and I'll give commands to all the rowers who are on the same page, and they know what's going on in the race.
Whoa, okay. What year are you in school?
I'm a senior, so I'm graduating at the end of May.
Oh my gosh, what a great way to send you off with a fabulous trip to England. Have you been there before?
I actually have. I've been to London. I really enjoyed it. I was, I think 12. It was really great, but this is going to be a whole new experience. all of my friends there, it's going to be very much rowing focused, but we're going to have a good time too.
Okay. I want to talk to, as your coach said, one of the other girls in the boat. Who else is there to talk to me?
Yeah, I'm going to pass you on to Madison Lovejoy.
All right.
Hello.
Hi, Madison. How excited are you to be going to England?
Oh, my gosh. You don't even know. I'm so excited.
Are you at all nervous about this competition?
Yes. I feel like there's always nerves that come with races.
Of course, yeah.
But I'm super excited. I'm so excited. I never would have thought freshman year that I'd eventually be going to England for a race. That's just like another level. It's just crazy. We've accomplished so much and it's really cool to see.
Absolutely. I would love to talk to another one of your teammates. Who can you pass the phone to?
I will pass you to Wilkie Smith.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi there. What year are you in school?
I'm a junior.
Okay. All right. What got you into rowing?
I got into rowing with Madison because her older sister rowed, and so we wanted to try it out, and we loved it, so we came back.
When you guys practice, or I guess have competitions there in Marietta, you're in the river, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now you're going to be in international waters. Does that make you nervous?
Yeah, I'm really excited. I think it'll be a really cool experience.
Absolutely. Who else would like to talk before we finish up?
I'll give you over to Katie Lovejoy.
Okay, Katie.
Hi there.
Hey, Katie. You must be related to, is it Madison Lovejoy?
Yep, I'm one of her older sisters.
Okay, you're the one that got everybody into rowing.
Actually, that was our older sister, so I'm the middle.
Oh,
and she's the baby.
There's a few of you then. So what was it? So your older sister got into rowing, and you said, sure, I'll try it. Is she, she's not part of the trip going to England, is she?
No, she's not.
She must be a little bummed.
Yeah. Yeah.
We have just a little more time left. Is there anyone else on the team who wanted to talk today?
Yeah, I'll pass you over to Eden Ingram.
All right. Thank you.
Eden?
Hi.
Hi there. Tell me about your experience in rowing. How long have you been doing this?
So I'm a senior, and I've been rowing since my freshman year.
Nice. Is this something you think you might continue after high school?
I'm not planning on it right now, no.
Okay. You never know. We'll see how things go over in England. Well, the best of luck to all of you. Is Coach Tanner still there?
Yes.
Tanner O'Connor, the head coach for Marietta High School Rowing. Tanner, I hate to tell you this, but I think you have your hands full taking these five young women overseas. I hope you have extra chaperones, because they sound like a fun bunch.
They are a fun bunch, and we definitely have extra chaperones.
You work hard and you play hard, and I am so excited to hear how things go in June. I want you to definitely follow up with us here on Ohio Sports Magazine and let us know how the competition goes. But the Marietta High School Rowing Team, women's high school rowing team, I should say, headed to England for a major competition. You will be able to hear us cheering from all the way over here in Ohio.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
We'll have more of this week's Ohio Sports Magazine when we continue here on the Ohio News Network.
Hey folks, it's game day and the betting's gonna be intense, Drew.
You said it, Dave, but a good pregame routine keeps betting responsible.
That's right, you gotta pause before you play.
Good call. Sports betting is hot, but it can be risky.
And pausing to set limits is an all-star move.
That's right, Dave. If you bet on sports, pause before you play to set limits, recognize the risk, and know when to stop.
Learn more at pausebeforeyouplay.org.
Whether taking on large commercial landscapes or your own backyard, let Steel help with your pursuit of the perfect cut. Introducing Steel zero-turn mowers for homeowners and pros. With a wide range of features and options, like our advanced four-wheel suspension system and 0% financing available, it's time to let the pursuit begin. Real Steel. Find yours at steelusa.com/zero-turn. Available at select dealers. Financing available on qualifying purchases and subject to credit approval. See dealer for details.
We plant trees because people need trees. And when planted in the right place, they have great impact. Trees help slow climate change, filter our air and water, foster biodiversity, and strengthen our communities. They create the kind of transformational change the world needs now. April is a month filled with opportunities to care for and plant trees. For planting resources, contact an Ohio ISA certified arborist who can help you learn how to take the best care of your trees. Visit trees4ohio.org. That's trees, the number 4, ohio.org.
The ONN Daily Podcast. Get a recap of all the day's news from across the state.
ONN affiliate WBNS-TV reports.
Haley Kirby reporting in downtown Toledo.
From the State House, Kevin Landers.
ONN Canton.
ONN affiliate WKYC-TV in Cleveland explains.
In Marietta, Brett Wharf, ONN News.
Emma Henderson in Genoa.
The ONN Daily Podcast. Listen at onnradio.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts from the Ohio News Network.
I don't know what I want to do. I'm just not sure that college is right for me.
Have you considered a career in dental assisting?
I love my job as a dental assistant. I have flexible work hours, the money is good, and I get to work in a professional, people-oriented dental office. What I really love about my job is knowing that I give people a healthy smile.
For more information about becoming a dental assistant, contact your high school guidance counselor. Or if you are no longer in school, talk to a dentist in your community or visit oda.org. This message is brought to you by the members of the Ohio Dental Association.
Healthcare.gov is here for you when life happens. If you lost your health coverage because of turning 26, going off Medicaid, leaving your job, or moving, you could be eligible to enroll in new coverage now. And if you need to update your coverage because of marriage or having a baby, you could also be eligible. But don't wait. There's a limited time to enroll. Check your eligibility at healthcare.gov today. Life happens. Get covered. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Now back to Ohio Sports Magazine on the Ohio News Network. Once again, here's Kate Burdett.
I'm Kate Burdett, and honored today to be joined by Mr. Lawrence Funderburk. He was born and raised right here in Columbus, Ohio. Played college basketball across the state line for a little bit with Bobby Knight over in Indiana before he transferred to Ohio State. And as many of us know, went on to NBA greatness Lawrence joins us today, however, to talk about the ways that he gives back to his community, to his hometown. Lawrence, thanks so much for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me. I know bringing back some memories about Coach Bobby Knight. So we may or may not get a chance to address that, but thank you for having me on your show.
Well, it's our pleasure, and there's a lot to talk about. Tell me about how that got started and what gave you the idea to start this organization.
Yeah, so it started actually 25 years ago. So we got married, my wife and I, my wife Manya, from Chillicothe, Ohio, on August the 11th, 1998. And about a month later, we started the Lawrence Funderburk Youth Organization. So we're celebrating our 25 years of being in business as an organization. But it actually started way, way before that. When I was a kid on the west side of Columbus, Ohio, I grew up in the bottoms, grew up in a fatherless home, grew up in a single parent home, three older sisters. So that was rough growing up in a house full of ladies, but I survived by the grace of God. And really, when you raised in that environment, it taught me three things. Number one, how to be sensitive to the needs of others. Number two, how to be compassionate to the pain points of others. And number three, how to put together a game plan to help people through their difficulties in life. So that's what I learned from all of the ladies early on in my life, my three sisters, my mother is very important. It shaped really my compassion filter. And when I worked at Cooper Stadium, so Cooper Stadium is on the west side of Columbus. That's where the Columbus Clippers played most of their games or all of their games early on. And when I worked there as a young vendor, so 12 years of age, I remember seeing some of the baseball players who end up going on and playing for the New York Yankees. And I said, man, if I've ever given an opportunity to give back and to help other people, particularly young people who grew up like me, I would. So that really started when I was about 12, 13 years of age. And then about 16 years later is when I really started the Lawrence Funderburk Youth Organization in 1998. So that's really what it was. And I always say that dream was really the down payment for our youth organization, which obviously came to fruition in September of 1998.
It really has come to fruition. Just a quick glance at your website, which, by the way, is MrFundy.com. That's MRFUNDY for those who would like to take a peek. You have so many different programs for youth in the Central Ohio community. What do some of those programs address?
Yeah, you know, one of the big things that we're doing right now, and I had a meeting with Zach Klein, a city attorney for Columbus, and we had a meeting. I said, listen, I said, you know, he saw the program that we were doing through the years. He says, man, I love what you're doing with young people, and we have a lot of results, positive results, because number one, I treat the kids like they're my own. Number two, I give them a game plan in terms of what they can do to achieve success. And number three, I just keep it very practical, tactical, and musical in terms of our approach with young people. So we had a meeting, and I talked to him. I said, look, we got to get some mentoring for our young kids, because we can teach them about job skills readiness. We can focus on education. We can focus on financial life skills, all these things. But if you don't really address some of these root causes, right, I always say you got to get to the roots in order to have any chance with the offshoots, right? Because the offshoots do not exist unless you first have some success with the roots. So the mentoring program is really the key, and that's really helping kids have a sense of purpose, who understanding of who they are, how they're wired, you know, maybe why some of the things that they had difficulties with, particularly with trauma. You know, I've been there, had that done to me, unfortunately. So you've got to be able to meet kids where they are and be able to transport them where they need to go. So I talked to Mr. Klein about this program, and about mentoring is the key. Not only adult mentoring in terms of with kids, but peer-to-peer mentoring is really what's going to move the needle and change our society. So our initiative, we've got a lot of things on our website, but our main focus really for this year, 2024 and even 2025, is really mentoring, because if we miss the mark there, we have no chance of helping our kids. It's been said that it takes a village to raise a child. Most of us know this, but I add this, that it requires a community to repair a broken soul. And that's exactly where we are right now. Our young people, particularly black and brown, inner city, certainly are hurting. And even kids in suburban communities, well-to-do and affluent, are hurting as well. So we've got to really get back to or have a sense of what a community is. And it takes a team of willing and like-minded individuals to help our young people. Because if we want this country to go and to move further, we can't do this unless we make the targeted investment in our young people today.
Since 1998, the Lawrence Funderburg Youth Organization has impacted the lives of more than 30,000 youth and families, and not just here in Columbus, but across the country. Mm-hmm. You played basketball professionally in Sacramento, and I know you did work there as well as in Chicago, Houston, and Atlanta. I would imagine as much as these are different communities and demographics across the country, there's probably some similarities that you see with young people and at-risk youth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. You know, all throughout the state, New York, Bent, Atlanta, you know, all of these different places, and Philadelphia. The interesting thing is that kids are kids, but some kids in certain areas have a more hardened exterior than other kids, right? And you've got to be able to kind of penetrate that, to be able to help them understand that even though they go through difficulties or even though they go through trauma, they don't always have to stay traumatized. So my story allows me to be able to help them have a sense of awareness, because one thing I know about today's kids, whether wherever they're from, right, inner city, Appalachia, suburban, they can spot a phony a mile away. So when it comes to just that frequency or that connection with young people, I always say you have to be relatable. You have to be reliable, and you have to be recognizable. You have to be relatable in terms of your life experiences, some kind of way, have to be able to speak to the young people and what they're dealing with or what they're going through. Number two, you have to be reliable, meaning your word has to be, it must matter. And I think for a lot of kids, a lot of people made a lot of promises in their lives and never really kept their end of the bargain. So the one thing I say, look, I'm going to keep my word with you. And number two is recognizable. Someone that they can see and say, you know what, I can be this person. I can have success. I can get past this. I can overcome mental health or drug addiction or whatever the case may be. And that is really where you got to be able to help our young people, is speak to their needs. And one way you do that is you have to be transparent. And I always say transparency involves three things. Number one, you have to be truthful in terms of the information that you share, but you know can be used against you, not just in a court of law, but in a court of public opinion. And I think it's very important that as adults that you're vulnerable. A lot of adults don't want to be vulnerable because they feel like they can use that. But kids got to be able to relate to you, and that's that vulnerability in terms of being truthful. You have to be tactful. You got to put some guidelines and guardrails in terms of what you say and how you share it. When it comes to our young people, it's very important that you pay attention to that. And then the most important thing is if you're truthful, if you're tactful, you got to be tuneful. You got to have a connection that their station, whatever their station that they're going through in life, you got to be able to meet that.
We'll have more of this week's Ohio Sports Magazine when we continue here on the Ohio News Network.
Join us for Gambling Things, Fantasy Sports, Gambling Things, and most importantly, Gambling Things, Hollywood Casinos on the Money, Sunday morning at 9.
Presented by Ohio for Responsible Gambling.
The Fan. Now back to Ohio Sports Magazine on the Ohio News Network. Once again, here's Kate Burdett.
Let's check in on the Cleveland Guardians and hear from Jeff Ellis of Locked On Guardians with our Eric Reeser.
Talking with Jeff Ellis, he's the host of the Locked On Guardians podcast. Download, subscribe, and listen to the Locked On Guardians podcast wherever it is you do your podcasting. Jeff, Cleveland's off to their best start since 2002. Guardians are 9-3 entering a Friday series opener against the New York Yankees, another hot team on this early baseball season. What do you make of Cleveland's first 12 games?
It's definitely been a mix of good and bad. We're still trying to figure out exactly who is going to man what positions. I enjoy the flexibility of trying young players out, seeing who can step up and step forward. To me, the shining star of all of it has been the bullpen, because I thought it would be shaky. You lose Trevor Stephan. I know there are people who are not his biggest fans, but he was still someone they counted on. Sam Henches was fantastic last year. Losing both those guys, I did not know how the pen was going to go, but so many young arms are stepping up, and the crazy thing is just how good some of the prospects in the minors are as well. Like, the bullpen not only has depth here, it has great depth in double and triple A. The starting rotation is the thing you have to talk about, because A, Shane Bieber, but we'll save that, I'm sure, for later in our discussion, and B, no one's really going too deep. It's been a lot of short outings. The starting rotation is in some ways been the weakest part of this team. The bullpen has bailed them out quite a bit, but it's a lot of short outings, a lot of struggles, a lot of early issues. Definitely not the rotations we've grown used to in Cleveland.
Well, Jeff, let's do the Bieber discussion now. Done for the year after just two starts. It'll be Tommy John for the Guardians ace. Do you think they mismanaged his reported soreness after opening day? And what are the chances Bieber's with this organization next season?
I don't think they mismanaged it because it just, you know, he had some soreness and he wanted to see if he could pitch through it. And the one thing this organization always does is listen to their players. Like a year ago, they didn't press him to have surgery or press Chris McKenzie. They let them try to wait it out. Miss most of last season. I know a lot of people got mad that they should have traded him. The problem was you weren't going to get much. Every team was concerned that this was on the horizon with him. Two of the last 3 years before this year, now three of the last four missed with injury. And the fact his velocity and his K rates were down. I know they weren't down this year. They were fantastic this year, which makes this hurt a little bit more. But I still think they made the right choice to hold on to him because by all reports and things I've heard, you know, both online and through sources, they were getting back into the top 10 rank guys. They weren't going to get a single top 100 prospect or a major league contributor for Bieber. So it made sense to hold on. He's had issues. You go back to that great 2020, he comes out of the gate fantastic in 2021, and then he has his injury there. And then after that, he stops using his curveball because he can't, like, it hurts to grip it. We never got a full answer. And even like last year, there's points where Carl Willis was talking about like him having pain while gripping things. So there's that part of you that goes back and wonders like, well, maybe, though I know it's a different injury in 21, was not the same issue that it was the last 2 years. It stinks for him. It's a ton. I mean, we could be talking, he's lost hundreds of millions of dollars. For Cleveland, it stinks because he looks so good. And, you know, they also, someone they've relied on who they only had a full season of access to, like once in the last 5 years. I mean, 2020 was not a full season. It was a weird year in and of itself. So there was just that 1 year in 22 where they had full access. And it just, arms keep getting broken. And there's much debate on that. I have my beliefs. Others have theirs. I don't think there's anything definitive. Bottom line is that it hurts the team a bunch, both in terms of maximizing value if they were not able to keep this up in trading him, or if they were, you know, maximizing their chances of making the postseason. Like we talked about pitching issues, and it'd be nice to have Bieber right now in that rotation. I don't know if they will give him a quote unquote bridge contract. Typically those are something like $2 million 1 year, $16 million the next, or, you know, you can maybe split that up and do 9 and 9. But they haven't done a bridge contract, I believe, since Grady Sizemore. And I don't even remember if that was necessarily a full on bridge contract. I think they declined his option and then gave him like almost the same amount of money for the next year. It was not like he was already had a history of being hurt and they declined an option. And then I'd have to go back and look at the specifics, but Grady Sizemore was the last time they did that. I think we've probably seen, unfortunately, the end of Bieber in a uniform. I don't expect them, with the way they manage payroll and everything else, to go for it. Bridge contract when there is so much unknown.
He is Jeff Ellis, the host of the Locked On Guardians podcast. Again, download, subscribe, and listen to the Locked On Guardians podcast wherever it is you do your podcasting. Jeff, thanks so much for the time today, bud.
Oh, thanks for having me on. It's great as always.
We'll have more of this week's Ohio Sports Magazine when we continue here on the Ohio News Network.
The Buckeye Show.
Next year's team has to be in the tournament. It has to.
Wow. You're putting Jake Diebler on the make or break season one? Is this the Buckeye Show or this first take?
The Buckeye Show.
Sponsored by Schottenstein Roofing and CareSource.
Weeknights at 6 on The Fan. Now back to Ohio Sports Magazine on the Ohio News Network. Once again, here's Kate Burdett.
Time to discuss Cincinnati Reds baseball and hear from Jeff Carr of Locked On Reds with our Paul Keels.
We get a chance again to spend quality time with Jeff Carr, one of the co-hosts of the Locked On Reds podcast, and number of subjects to tackle today. Jeff, let's start with, first off, the injury to TJ Anton. This guy certainly seems to have gotten a bad break after he'd done such a good job of getting himself back in the fold.
Yeah, he's headed for a third Tommy John surgery, and there's not a long list of players that have come back from that, but he very on brand as an inspirational person like he is said it's not going to deter him. He's going to work as hard as he possibly can to return to the mound. And, you know, I mean, you got to feel for a guy like that where, you know, he spends his entire life training to be a major league pitcher. He makes it to the highest level. And then just injuries are constantly trying to keep him from doing what he loves. And I'm so in for this. I know it's going to be a long road and nobody knows it better than he, having come back from two already.
Yeah, amazing. On the subject of pitching, let's talk about Frankie Montas, especially what he's shown you, Jeff, in his first two starts of the year.
Super efficient with his pitches. It's very interesting because Milwaukee just has a way of finding their way inside the minds of a Cincinnati Reds ball player and just getting the best of them. Because in that third inning where he, you know, he had plenty of two-strike counts with the different hitters that came to the plate, and just about every time they found a way to get on base, whether it be via walk or hit, or, you know, there were a couple of RBIs in there where he had two strikes and two outs, and it seemed like he was about to get out of it. And I cannot imagine the frustration that was going through his head, but I know I was pretty frustrated watching it for him, because his first couple of starts, he looked so good and was unquestionably positioning himself at the front of this rotation. But even with the struggles against the Brewers, he was still able to go into the dugout and kind of talk with the other pitchers as though, you know, he was coaching them through something. It just speaks to his character, and I think the ability that he has to lead this pitching staff, much more so than whenever the Reds first signed him in the offseason.
Is this an approach that's just so unique to what we've seen in recent years from a Reds pitcher, Jeff?
I think so. And to be honest with you, this new age of pitching is all about strikeouts. It's all about spin rates and missing bats and whiff rates and things like that. It just feels like his main goal is to go up there, get three outs as quickly as you can, get your lineup back on the field. It's actually a little bit reminiscent of what Wade Miley did a couple of years ago, but it almost feels like it's got a higher upside than what Wade Miley showed. I really think that Frankie Montas can be the guy that initially in the offseason, whenever we were talking about, you know, ooh, what kind of big money pitcher could they go for with all of the perceived money that they may have to spend, they may have found that guy and not had to spend the kind of money that, you know, some other teams have had to fork out.
Jeff, we've seen some electric moments from Ellie De La Cruz, but the game the other night with the two homers and the one the inside the Parker, how would you go about just trying to describe what that was?
I think he described it best after the game. He said, you know, I love running the bases because it's electric, and the fans love electric. And that's exactly what he is. I've seen, you know, different t-shirts with pictures of him and the word electricidad on it. And I mean, there's really no other way to describe him. He is such a unique ball player, a guy that can hit the ball a country mile, but he will also steal every single base possible. Because right now, I mean, my favorite stat with him, and it's not a stat that we talk about a whole lot, but it's definitely worth mentioning when you look at what he has done so far. It's a stat called isolated power. And the idea is it is a player's batting average minus singles. So singles don't count for this. But his batting average currently through 11 games is .293. And his isolated power, no singles allowed, is .293 as well. So his extra base power is just every bit as good as what he is showing in his batting average. And it's so funny because he is the most polarizing baseball player you could talk about, because there's going to be somebody that complains about his strikeouts. There's going to be somebody that talks about he's getting a little bit lucky with the balls that he puts in play because he has a high batting average on balls in play. But you can turn that around and say, as fast as he is, I don't think there's a ceiling to what we can expect from him. Like, this is just the beginning of what is sure to be not only a fun year, but a fun career for a guy that hopefully will be here for a while.
We would encourage everybody to check it out, the Locked On Reds podcast with Jeff Carr. Jeff, thanks as always for your time.
Hey, thanks, Paul. Go Reds.
We'll have more of this week's Ohio Sports Magazine when we continue here on the Ohio News Network.
Hello, it's John Kozik, founder and president of TurboTrack Realty, and I buy houses as is fast for cash. Call me today for an all-cash offer on any of your properties, and we can close within days at 614-470-2000, 614-470-2000. Do you own a property that's outdated and needs thousands of dollars in repairs? Great, I'll buy it. Give us a call today for an all-cash offer at 614-470-2000, 614-470-2000. or $470,000. Would it be convenient for you if you could simply take what you wanted and leave the rest behind? Great, I'll buy it. I buy vacant properties, inherited homes, divorce situations, death in the family, apartment buildings, rental portfolios. I even buy my tenant won't pay me the rent houses. Call TurboTrack Realty today for an all-cash offer and speak with one of our friendly staff members at 614-470-2000, 614-470-2000.
In search of the perfect cut for your lawn? Join the pursuit by choosing from a full line of Steel mowers. From gas and battery options to zero turns and push mowers, Steel offers a wide range of mowing solutions for homeowners and professionals. Right now, get 0% financing on your purchase with a Steel zero-turn mower. Real Steel. Find yours at steelusa.com/mowers. Available at select dealers. Financing available on qualifying purchases and subject to credit approval. See dealer for details.
Does heel pain make you hobble just getting out of bed in the morning? If heel pain is affecting your ability to exercise and meet your walking or running goals, Relief is as close as your local podiatrist. Podiatric physicians are highly trained doctors who specialize in medical and surgical treatment of the foot and ankle. Ohio Foot and Ankle podiatric physicians are available across the state and are devoted to providing the highest quality foot and ankle care. For more information or to find a member of the Ohio Foot and Ankle Medical Association near you, visit ohiofoot.org.
HealthCare.gov is here for you when life happens. If you lost your health coverage because of turning 26, going off Medicaid, leaving your job, or moving, you could be eligible to enroll in new coverage now. And if you need to update your coverage because of marriage or having a baby, you could also be eligible. But don't wait. There's a limited time to enroll. Check your eligibility at HealthCare.gov today. Life happens. Get covered. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
You can use your phone at a doctor's office. You can use your phone at a football game. You can even use your phone at an amusement park. But one place you should never use your phone is behind the wheel. Fines now start at $150. So remember, Ohio, phones down. It's the law.
The fan, Ohio sports destination. Now back to Ohio Sports Magazine on the Ohio News Network. Once again, here's Kate Burdett.
Time now to get some highlights from the Ultimate Cleveland Sports Show with Jay Crawford. Here's producer Bodie Wells to set the scene.
Thanks, Kate. We're inching closer to the NBA playoffs getting underway. On the show this week, the guys discuss Cavs forward Evan Mobley and whether or not the former top three draft pick can develop into a superstar in the league.
Very good, guys. So we got to talk about Evan Mobley here.
Okay.
That's not really important to our conversation, yeah. but... You were talking about whether the jury's still out on Evan Mobley. I think the jury is still out. I mean,
nope.
You think it's done?
Nope, it's done.
I mean, we've seen fourth year.
I disagree with that.
What do you think, Mike? You think next year? You think is next year the last year?
Well, it depends on your expectation of Evan Mobley. Jason and I did a full thing on last week's Ultimate Cavs show of how we should look at Evan Mobley and what's the reason his development hasn't gone as expected. And the obvious is they acquired Donovan Mitchell. And when they acquired Donovan Mitchell, the fact that he is as good as he is and he needs the ball as consistently as he does for the Cavs to be successful has stunted the growth of the younger guys, and especially Mobley, who gets 11 shots per game. So to think we have any full conclusion on the offensive player Evan Mobley can be at age 22, when he has made tangible improvements offensively to his game, while only getting 11 shots, is trying to put a ceiling on something that we just frankly don't have any conclusion to. The big picture comparison to Derek Favors, I don't think it's as far-fetched as it seems on paper. When Derek Favors played 30 minutes a game, he did it three times in his career, he averaged 15-8-2. Relatively similar to what Mobley's averaging now. Mm-hmm. The difference is Derek Favors was 27-28-29 when he did that. He had no elite skill, and Evan Mobley is 22 years old with an elite skill and is still improving. Now, the improvements he's made are not the improvements the Cavs needed to become a good team to a championship team.
But those what are the improvements he's
those
made?
Improvements he needed were a three-point shot, a consistent three-point shot, and the ability to handle and create more offense on his own. That part of his offense.
So what part has he improved in?
He's averaging career highs in field goal percentage, three-point percentage. He's a better ball handler. He's a significantly better passer than he was 2 years ago. Those aspects have improved.
To catch the full breakdown, just search for the Ultimate Cleveland Sports Show on YouTube. Make sure to hit that subscribe button and enjoy their daily content covering all things Cleveland sports. We'll be back to wrap up this week's Ohio Sports Magazine show here on the Ohio News Network.
Rise and shine, jabronis.
What a show this morning.
There's only one place where Buckeye legends lay the smackdown. Morning Juice with Bobby and Beamer.
Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Give me a juice box,
B.I. The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Now back to Ohio Sports Magazine on the Ohio News Network. Once again, here's Kate Burdett.
That's all for this week's Ohio Sports Magazine. Thank you so much to this week's guests, John Pace, president and CEO of the Classic for Columbus, the Marietta High School Tiger Navy women's rowing team, and NBA great Lawrence Funderburk. Thanks to all of our Locked On podcast contributors this week as well. For Bodie Wells, Eric Reeser, and Paul Keels, I'm Kate Burdett. Thanks for listening to Ohio Sports Magazine. Join us next week here on the Ohio News Network.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit LindsayHonda.com.
WBNSFM HD.